السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that we have gathered once again for this majlis of zikr. We will continue with Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Muraqab-e-Maut. We have been discussing this over the past 2 or 3 weeks, and it has been proven to be very, very beneficial. Alhamdulillah, I receive letters, telephone calls, emails. Many people from around the world, we just don't even know where the effect will take place. But sometimes it's a simple little thing that I state, and I will get an email from some part of the world, or somebody locally, or a letter, or a fax, or an SMS, that just that one statement, and it was as if you hit the nail on the head, and that was the turning point in my life. Now, the other day I mentioned about the visa of life. Now, how many times I have mentioned that? That couple of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Every time that it comes into my mind, then sometimes I hesitate a little, that I must have mentioned it last week, must have mentioned it the week before that. But then I believe that there must be some reason why suddenly it comes at that particular moment in time. And believe me that suddenly it has an effect on somebody in some other part of the world, and it becomes a means of changing the person's life. So that visa of life, which we mentioned again last week, that zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. اور اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن، اور اس کی میعاد بھی نہیں معلوم. If we only take to heart that first part, زندگی کا عجیب ہے ویزا کب بلا لے خدا نہیں معلوم. It's sufficient that this visa of life, it can be cancelled any time. We have absolutely no knowledge when it is going to be cancelled. No knowledge at all. No extension to this visa. Now, if the person just takes this one message to heart, that we all have got a visa of life, but we don't know the duration of time, we have absolutely no knowledge when it is going to be cancelled or withdrawn or become invalid. Nothing. It's not like the visa of this world. However, the angel of death has been informed. If our time is due this world, in this year, then we learn that on the night of Barat, the list of those who are going to die during the coming year is handed over to the angel of death. The person is putting up a huge building. The person is planting gardens. The person is getting married. The person is undertaking journeys. The person is occupied in many other activities. But he does not know that his visa of life is going to be cancelled at a certain time, certain place, certain hour, certain minute. Nothing. He doesn't know. So that does not mean that the person now doesn't build a home, he doesn't travel, he doesn't do business, he doesn't marry. But he must be conscious, all the time he must be conscious of this fact. Especially when he is tempted to sin, at that time he must just think for a little while, just a second, what if my visa of life is cancelled this moment whilst I'm indulging in engaging in adultery, whilst I'm watching this filth on the porn site, whilst I'm looking at this filth on the television screen, or whilst I think that nobody is watching me, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's gaze is on me, and if he has informed the angel of death to take my life, then what if I am in a casino, I'm in a disco, or I'm popping the drugs in my mouth to go on a high, and instead of going on a high, the person goes into a different world. So if the person is conscious of that, that means it must become a barrier. It must become like a barrier, like a steel wall between him and sins, that's all. It is not a tasbih that the person takes and starts reading whole day, mouth, mouth, mouth. It is, must be a barrier. The moment shaitan and nafs tempts the person, he must think of death. It's the best break that you can think of. If we haven't got that much love for Allah Ta'ala, or if we haven't got that much khawf and fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab, then at least this is one issue on which there is no difference of opinion. Every other thing you will hear difference of opinion, difference of opinion. Not only difference, differences of opinion. One issue. There are different opinions. And sometimes on some issue, every person has got an opinion. But on this mouth, there is no two views. That it will come. Can be the scientist, can be the king, can be a minister, can be an MP, can be the person who owns all the oil wells of the world. But he too, at the back of his mind, he knows that one day death will come. He knows big kings and rulers all disappeared from the surface of the earth. They never came back. Some lived for 10 years, some 20 years, some ruled for a few minutes, and some ruled for a few years, but they all went finally to the Qabristan. Only their actions went with them. Only the actions went with them. Nothing else goes with the person. So if the person did good actions, then even if he was a king and a ruler, alhamdulillah, nothing to worry about. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him even more on the other side. And even if the person was a very poor person, but he was obedient to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is nothing to worry. Inshallah, the person will now enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat. Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la uzunun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. So where are we destroying these valuable opportunities that Allah Ta'ala is giving to us? Just a few years of life.
Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi.
Now this also you have heard so many times, but it just suddenly just clicked.
Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. Tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chudane ko nahi. Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. Tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chudane ko nahi. Juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi. Juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi. Kya qiyamat hai ke isse tu khabardar nahi.
Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. Your wealth and your children are not going to accompany you to the grave. They will not be able to save you from the punishment of the fire of hell. juz amal, besides your actions, nothing will accompany you into the grave. Nothing else is your friend in the grave except your good deeds. The salat, the zakat, the fasting, the charities, the kindness, the compassion, the love, the affection, the sympathy that we show for love, for the poor, for the needy, the fulfillment of the rights of people, the dealings that are done according to the Quran and Sunnah. Now these are things that will help the person in the grave. And if the person has given proper tarbiyah to his children, then they too will then be a help to him in when he is in the grave. The good deeds that they will do, the person will benefit from that in his grave, because he gave them the right tarbiyah. And if he put them on the wrong track, if he gave them all those vices and evils that they have in their lives, then if they are going to continue practicing, then the person in the grave is going to suffer the consequences too. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us intelligence and aqal. We all want investments, we want returns, and we want good returns. So if you want good returns, then spend the wealth correctly and give the children good education, bring them up Islamically, teach them morals, akhlaq, etiquette. Then when the person is in the grave also, that person's deeds and actions will be a sadqa jariyah for this person. So we continue with muraqaba of maut. We have already discussed that we are in this world for the worship and the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and have explained what ibadat is. To do everything, every action of ours as directed by Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That's all, simple as that. Then we also discussed that even if you got a very high position in society, if you were given a crown on your head, if we owned the big, big palaces, and if we owned all the oil wells and the gold and silver mines, and even if the person had the largest share in a diamond mine, then too finally death will come. And nothing will accompany that person into the grave. And if he was a stupid and a fool, and he said that when I reach my grave, then I hereby instruct and order my heirs or my executor to make sure that he buries all the diamonds with me, then inshallah, by the next morning, nothing will be left in the grave. While they are putting those diamonds in the grave with that person, then all he has to wait for is the next morning. And not even the next morning, as soon as those people read the Fatiha and move from there, nothing will be left in the grave. So the diamonds that we have to take with us to the grave are the diamonds of good deeds and actions. Those are the jewels that we have to take. That is the wealth that we want to take into the grave.
कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने खेल कितनों के बिगाड़े मौत ने कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने खेल कितनों के बिगाड़े मौत ने पीलतन क्या क्या पछाड़े मौत ने सरो कद कब्र में गाड़े मौत ने एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है
कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने what kinds of homes in which there was nothing but enjoyment, fun, pleasure, entertainment, all kinds of haram pleasures. Suddenly the angel of death struck, and all the happiness and the enjoyment and the fun and the pleasure is all gone, finished. How many places people were enjoying themselves. There's nothing wrong in halal enjoyment. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made many, many things halal for us. so that we make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which are halal, and we think of the ni'mats of Jannat. If a person has got a good home, then he thinks that this home is not going to be my permanent home. No matter how much of lavish expenditure I make on this home, it's not going to be my permanent residence. When we fill our forms, they say permanent residence. When we fill application forms, then they say permanent residence. Has it ever been the permanent residence of anyone? It's all temporary. In the application form, they should actually write there temporary residence. Because the permanent residence is in the hereafter. But for the purposes of this world, they call it permanent residence. But nobody is here permanent. We are not citizens of this world. It's temporary permit that we have. The example I always give is of timeshare apartments. Timeshare apartment. You have 1 week, I have 1 week, he has 2 weeks, that person has 1 month, that person has 6 weeks. Timeshare. When my time is up, I must get out. No matter how beautiful the building is, and no matter how lovely the furniture is, and no matter how beautifully furnished the place is, but my time is up, I must get out. Somebody is going to take my place. And then when that person's time is up, he must get out. Somebody else is going to take his place. If he says, I'm not going to move, they will bring the police. And they'll force the person out. That this person is occupying this place now without permission. So like that, in this world, we are like timeshare residents. Father's time is up, he's gone, the son takes over. Son's time is up, he's gone, his son takes over. And sometimes those who are fit and healthy and young, they are gone and the old people are still living. We don't know whose time is up, who's had more time in that apartment than the other. Allah Ta'ala has kept examples for us, everywhere we see examples. So he said, kaise kaise gar ujaade maut ne, khel kitno ke bigaade maut ne. How many people had plans? We will do this, we will do that, we will fly here, we will go there, and we'll put up this building and 100-floor apartment, skyscrapers we will build, and if I only invest my money here, then there'll be so much of return, and if we invest it there, so much of return. Nothing wrong if it is halal, invest it. Nobody says don't. Big, big plans we have. But he says, khel kitno ke bigaade maut ne. How many people's plans did not materialize? Man proposes, God disposes, we heard in our school days, class 1 and 2. That time we didn't understand. So there is nothing wrong, make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, we are in a world of means. But here he's giving us nasihat, so that we do not become negligent, so that we do not become indifferent, so that we do not become heedless, so that we do not begin to believe that we are here as permanent residents. Khel kitno ke bigaade maut ne. Whether the person is in a nightclub or a rave club or a disco or a cinema or any other kind of haram establishment, then he must think, khel kitno ke bigaade maut ne. How many people they lost their lives in those establishments. 2 years ago on Eid day, after the Eid Salat, by way of gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, the person went to a prostitute quarters, escort agency. He went there and he collapsed, heart failure, and his body was taken from there. And the person who undertook that, he tells me, he says it was shocking. Who undertook the burial. 200 people lost their lives in a cinema on Eid Day. Look at the nightclubs that burned down in many places. Look at the discos that caught on fire. We don't know where the angel of death is going to strike. That is what he is saying. Kela kitno ke bigade maut ne. That's all, my dear beloved brothers. That's all. Make use of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. But these are not days to be negligent, to be heedless. How long are we going to listen to these things and say it is for entertainment? This is not for entertainment. The reading of this ash'ar is not like the mushairas that we have, where there is qawwali taking place and wahwa and throwing of money and garlanding with flowers. This is not qawwali. We have to make our hal and our condition according to this. Khel kitno ke bigade maut ne. Isn't it a reality? So how many more incidents do we have to see? How many more places do we have to hear these things have happened before we are going to really get up from our slumber and sleep? We just cannot seem to get the himmat and the courage to throw out of our homes and lives those things which we know they are causing nothing but physical and mental and spiritual destruction. It's causing all things. Spiritually also the person is suffering. Physically also the children are suffering. They themselves are suffering because of what they are watching. Scientifically also proven that it is very harmful, the changing of the light on the television screen, what it does. But still we will put up argument that there are some good programs, some good there is even in liquor and alcohol. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wa ithmuhuma akbar min nafqihima. The harm, the sin of is more than even the benefit. Allah doesn't deny there is some benefit, there can be some benefit. But haram will never bring a person any kind of peace and happiness and satisfaction. It will create nothing but restlessness, restlessness. Let us put our hands on our chest and take qasam and say if we have got peace of mind, if we have got contentment in our hearts, if we have got satisfaction in our souls, can we take qasam and say that? How many people can say that we are ready for maut? If the angel of death has to now announce that I have come to pick you up, then I will say, where were you all this time? I was waiting for you. Which other way can I meet my Allah? How else can I see with my own eyes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's glory and his countenance except through the means of death? That if I cross onto the other side and I am blessed with Jannat, then in Jannat the person will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his own eyes. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki muhlat milegi. How many of us can say that we are waiting for that day where the veil from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance will be removed, and that Allah for whom we were making our namaz and making our zikr and our tilawat and we were honest and we were truthful and we were dealing according to the Quran and Sunnah and we were fulfilling the rights of people, now that Allah for whom we were doing all these things, now will come the time to see that Allah. So how many of us can say that? Khel kitno ke bigade maut ne, kaise kaise ghar ujade maut ne, khel kitno ke bigade maut ne, peel tan kya kya pachade maut ne. Saro qad qabr mein gaade maut ne, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. ND 476 746, your car lights are on, on switch it. Peelatan kya kya pachade maut ne. Even if the person had a body like the elephant, huge like the elephant, or strong wrestler with a big built body, and he was flattening people. When the angel of death comes, what resistance can he put up? Can he say, come into the ring with me? Let's have it out. So many big, big, huge people I flattened. What about you? Can anyone say that? So this must become a reality in our lives. Be happy, be cheerful. Talk, laugh, joke, eat, drink. Make amar bil maruf nahi anil munkar. Call towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen. Stop people in a nice way, with hikmat, with wisdom, with tact, with good preaching. Prevent people from doing wrong and evil. If we are not going to do that, then we are going to get caught up in the fitnas. If we are going to say, I'm making my namaz 5 times a day, what do I care if somebody in my home makes or doesn't make? I'm obeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what do I care if my neighbors and my family and society, nobody is doing it? Because when the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come, then everybody will get caught up. So it is a question of responsibility, it's an obligation, it's a duty. Parents are guardians over their children, like shepherds. Husband over the wife, teachers over the pupils, sheikhs over their murids. Every person, some responsibility has been placed on him to make sure that others are complying. He himself and others under his care or her care, they are also complying with Sharia. We talk about Sharia compliant finances, Sharia compliant banks, Sharia compliant transactions. So also we have to make sure that people are Sharia compliant in the homes.
कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने खेल कितनों के बिगाड़े मौत ने एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है
इंशाल्लाह विल कंटिन्यू नेक्स्ट वीक
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल जलालुहु ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah. O my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Ya Sattar al-Quyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth, extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, if our sins have exceeded all limits, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than your entire creation put together, then too your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Ay Allah, hamare upar ek nazre rahmat. Ya Allah, because of our sins, because of our disobedience, because of our vices and evils, Ya Allah, don't turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy, my beloved Allah, where do we go? Then we will face nothing but destruction in our lives. Destruction in the qabr and destruction in the akhirah. Ya Allah, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Which are the door is there that we can tap? Which are the home is there in which we can beg? Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, where do we go? Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, gande hai, nalayak hai, mujrim hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. We are your slaves, my beloved Allah. We are your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the weaknesses and the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ummah was very dear to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, if you are going to forgive the ummah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam will become happy. You will become happy. We will become happy. If you don't forgive, then the only one that will become happy will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, how can we justify our sins? You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. You know the thoughts that cross our minds. There is nothing that is hidden from your sight. There is nothing that is unknown to you. Ya Allah, we can hide from everyone else, but we cannot hide from you. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. یا اللہ, we cannot hide from you. We can fool the world, we can fool our parents and our wives and children, family members and neighbors, but we cannot deceive you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our lives. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، چینج دا ڈائریکشن آف اور لائف، ٹیک از آن دا روڈ دیٹ لیڈس ٹو یو، ٹیک از آن دا روڈ دیٹ لیڈس ٹو جنت، ٹیک از آن دا روڈ دیٹ لیڈس ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ڈسٹینس اس فرام نفس اینڈ شیطان، ڈسٹینس اس فرام نفس اینڈ شیطان. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation. Ya Allah, so many people just for a little while of pleasure, but lifelong disrespect, disgrace and humiliation they had to suffer. Ya Allah, don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace come upon us. Forgive each and every one of us. Turn the direction of our lives towards you. او میں بلاوڑ اللہ، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں؟ بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to remain in the discos and rave clubs and theaters and cinemas and filthy movies and video films? How long are we going to read the filthy magazines? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you? How long are we going to pop drugs in our mouths? How long with bottle of wine in our hands? او میں اللہ، the angel of death is sure to strike. He is not going to give us any kind of warning. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram establishment or action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah, at the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے. اے میرے اللہ، bless us with burial in Baqi. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. یا اللہ، ہم سے راضی ہو جا. Become pleased with us, oh my beloved Allah. یا اللہ، ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ، bless us with the best of دنیا and the best of آخرہ. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. There are so many who have met up with accidents. There are so many who have undergone operations. Ya Allah, there are so many people that are suffering from different kinds of sicknesses, ailments and diseases. But some of them are in hospitals, some in clinics, some in homes, some amongst us. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Sab ko sihat tamma kamila ajila daima mustamirra naseeb farma. Ya Allah, bless everyone with shifa. We are also spiritually sick, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with envy, with jealousy. Our hearts are engulfed with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Give us the taste and enjoyment, my beloved Allah, of your qurb, of your marifat. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment of obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment in the doing of good deeds. Make evil deeds abhorrent to us. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our neighbors, our friends, the young and the old. Ya Allah, the Muslim and the non-Muslim. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, if anything has come to us which was not due to us in inheritance, give us the himmat and courage to return to whomsoever it is due. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. My beloved Allah, accept all the works of Thee. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، ہونے والا اجتماع قبول فرما. اے میرے اللہ، تعلیم تبلیغ کو قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. Accept all the institutions of deen. Ya Allah, bless everyone with maqbooliyat. Those who are giving service to your deen, bless them with ikhlas in their lives. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of peace, of happiness, of contentment, of satisfaction. Teri marifat ata farma, tera qurb ata farma. Bless us with yaqeen in you, with trust in you, with faith in you, with tawakkul in you. Ay Allah, hume apna bana le. Hamara banja, koi mujhse poochhe me kya mangata hu, me apne khuda se khuda mangata hu, wo ho jaye mera, me ho jaau uska, yehi raat din me dua mangata hu, koi mujhse poochhe me kya mangata hu, me apne khuda se khuda mangata hu, wo ho jaye mera, me ho jaau uska, yehi raat din me dua mangata hu. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا یا اللہ become ours and make us yours او my beloved اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم امت is suffering around the globe mankind is suffering around the globe my beloved اللہ remove the difficulties hardships pain and problem and suffering of mankind یا اللہ those who have become obstinate Those who have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam. They will continue with torture, with tyranny, oppression and suppression of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud and the nations of the past who troubled your prophets and the Oh, my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Bless the mujahideen of Islam with victory and success. Ay Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par raham farma. Hum bahut kamzor hai mere maula. Hamare hal par raham farma. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين